Have time now for questions, and please do make use of me if there are things you don't understand or what or need some help or guidance with. Please. As I've said before, my priority is that each of you can journey as far as you can in this lifetime, complete the possibilities of spiritual evolution. And there is a document for each of you. Somebody had a dream recently they shared. I gave her this leather-bound folder full of documents. And she took it into the room where everybody was. Or I brought it into the room. That's right. I brought it into the room, handed it to her, and there were... She put it on a chair there, and there wasn't much of me left. She said I was very thin, there was just kind of a heart left. And I explained that this leather-bound folder of documents is that everybody who is committed to this path, there is a page of instructions, there is a document, which relates to one of the first dreams I had when Mrs. Tweedy moved into my house, is that I had to find her a pot for cooking one egg at a time. Because on this path, everybody is treated individually, and when they come to the path, a document is prepared for them. This is what the Naqshbandis said, the end is present at the beginning. And remember, put this in the back of your mind, I said Naqshbandis has been described as doing it by the numbers. It's quite specific. Certain things you have to learn, certain things you have to forget, certain things you have to live out, certain things you don't have to live out, and certain steps you have to take on the path. And everybody has a document. And for a long time, I hold it in trust for you until there comes a point on the path when you really have to take responsibility for your own spiritual journey. Mrs. Tweedy used to always refer to this saying from the Buddha's last words to his disciple Ananda, "Therefore, O Ananda, take thyself for a light. Take thyself for a refuge. Do not seek for a refuge in anyone else. Work on thy salvation diligently." And there comes a time on the path for individually when you have to take responsibility for your own journey. This is almost the same as when the Zen tradition, if you meet Buddha on the road, kill him. You have to get rid of all images, all projections. But as much as that is a point on the individual journey, as I have mentioned in the past, we are both on an individual journey and we're also on a group journey. And I was just sharing with you this weekend part of this group journey. Starting the very first, Mrs. Tweedy brought this path, and I always go back to that because that is the beginning of this group journey. And I've happened to have had the privilege of being on this group journey since the beginning. And a certain cycle in this group journey is being completed. And so it's also in this dream, it is that the documents for everybody are being given back. There's a folder, and if it's a leather folder, leather has to do with being lived in this world, in the physical world. A few years after I came to the path, I had a dream in which I was with Baisab and Mrs. Tweedy, and he said to her, referring to me, he has to work on the leather. And at that time I was going through a lot of very difficult physical experiences. And it obviously said I had certain physical karmas, I had to work on the leather. So there is this leather folder which contains everybody's documents. And the slightly hesitant thing in the dream is I put them there on this chair and everybody was in the room and they were talking with each other, hanging out. And nobody seemed to take any notice of this leather folder with the documents. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. But say everybody has an individual document for their journey, as much as it's also a group journey. And I've just been trying to give you a context for that. But in the end, it is for you to take responsibility for your journey, what has been done and what has been left undone. As I said, my responsibility has always been to ensure that each of you can go as far as your soul is able to go in this lifetime. And then the last year or so before you die, to make sure you have access to the other side. Because that just makes the whole transition a bit easier. You don't have to hang out with grandmother or Aunt Ethel on the other side. You can go to where the Sufis are hanging out, which, unless you had a wonderful Aunt Ethel, it's always better to go to where the Sufis are on the other side.